Good morning. It's nice to get to speak in front of everybody again. Just a little irony for you this morning. I told my dad I was going to speak on one thing, but I'm actually going to speak on consistency this morning. Life is about consistency. And as I've just moved out, I've come to find out it's very important in our personal lives, very important in our business lives, and especially in our spiritual lives. Our mind is designed to become the sum of our surroundings, so what we're most consistent with is who we'll become. Most agree that God made himself known when the people were wandering in the wilderness, but humans are distractible, and it seems like we'll forget any chance that we get. And if they had a consistent true faith, then it most likely would have been smoother for them, or at least as smooth as the wilderness could have been. But maybe they had a faith that he was there, but is that true faith? And is that something, and they still ended up groveling and complaining every chance they got. So is that faith that's acceptable to God? I'd like you to turn to James chapter 2, if you can. James chapter 2. I'll be starting in verse 14, James chapter 2. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works, when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So simply saying I believe is not enough. And a phrase that we've all heard all our lives is actions speak louder than words. And in order to show our faith by works, it requires consistency. And like I said before, our mind is molded by our thoughts, and we train ourselves to look for those opportunities and to act on faith. There's a study on the reticular activating system, or RAS, and just real basically, it's a bundle of nerves in our brain that act as a filter. And it seeks information that validates our own beliefs that we already have, and it becomes who we are. And thankfully, God has made the system trainable for us. And the best way to train it is consistency. Let's read starting in verse 15 again, real quick. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. I'm sure in this specific instance, it would be easier just to send them on their way and not give it another thought. That would be the easiest course. But But if that's the decision that we make, then we're taking a step towards training our system to ignore those opportunities. The works that show our faith aren't always a physical gesture. If you would, go ahead and turn to Nehemiah chapter 2. Use him as an example here real quick. Nehemiah chapter 2. And start in verse 1. And it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him. And I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been before time sad in his presence. Wherefore the king said unto me, Why hast thou countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid, and said unto the king, Let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad, when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, For what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. And I said unto the king, If it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldst send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I might build it. And the king said unto him, the queen also sitting by him, For how long shall thy journey be? And wilt thou return? And when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Nehemiah was worried about the outcome here, and he showed his faith in his works by going ahead and asking what he needed to. And this is one of my favorite stories because he just says a very short prayer, and we're not told what he says, but he didn't have much time in between here to say much. And but then he continued to show his faith. Sometimes showing our faith by works is simply trusting that his hand is over us in whatever situation we're going through. We can see by evidence, just like we talked about this morning, that he takes care of his creation, and we are his creation. And Nehemiah shows an example of true faith here, and I thought that was really good. Let's take a look at a different kind of example. Let's turn to Matthew 26 now. Matthew 26. And I had Seth read the part right before what I'm going to read here just to give a little more context. But we're mainly going to be looking at Peter here. And we'll start in verse 69 where he left off. Matthew 26, verse 69. Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. And he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thy speech bewareth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. This is pretty inconsistent of Peter's character. He's a true follower of Christ, and his faith slipped. We are human, and we're distractible, and sometimes we're careless. But Peter could have gone and hung himself like Judah did, but he goes on to continue spreading the gospel, and even has two more letters recorded for us in the Bible. In my opinion, one of the best things for consistency is prayer. And if you have a hard time finding those opportunities where you could practice your faith, then pray for them. Ask for them. He will show them to you. It It brings things to the forefront of our mind, which trains ourselves to find those opportunities. And even more importantly, we're speaking to the Creator of it all. And He will show you what you need to do. When life seems too much, pray to the rock that is our God and find solace in that. He's the most consistent being that ever is or ever will be. Although we couldn't have that mode of communication without the sacrifice that He made of His Son Jesus. And it's because of Him that we as imperfect, inconsistent beings have an opportunity to have a home in heaven for eternity. If you've believed and been baptized, we're commanded that we're supposed to go and walk a new life. Have you been consistent in walking that new life? Maybe you haven't even been baptized, or repented of your sins, or confessed that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Well, it's not too late for that. We still have time, and we're not promised tomorrow. If there's something like that we can help you with, we invite you to please come forward as we stand and sing.
Mark the gentle voice of Jesus calling tenderly upon your ear. Sweet His cry of love and pity calling, where and His Son stay and hear. In every and every enemy upon your dear Lord's breast, ye that labor and are heavy laden, come and I will give you rest. Take His yoke, for He is meek and lowly, bear His burden to Him turn. He who calleth is the Master.
Into our hands, Lord. Sing number 84, and we'll go to God in prayer. Peace, Mr. Marshall.
Sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing at the noontide and the dewy eve, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, we shall come rejoicing.
Let us pray. Dearest Heavenly Father, we're thankful again to you for this opportunity that we can come and study your word. We can study how to be consistent, how to be diligent, how to teach others about your word. We pray, dear Father, that you can guide us, that as we help other people, that your glory will shine forth, not our own, and that people can realize that we are doing nothing more than emulating your Son and all the sacrificing that he did. We pray, dear Father, that you can help those that are ailing, like Sister Martha and other ones that have ailments and difficulties that even keep them from meeting with us. But as difficulties come, help us to realize continually that through prayer and through thanksgivings to you that we can still have better lives here. And we pray that you can guide the nation and the leaders of this nation and others. Guide those that are in the military. Help them all to look for you as the ultimate guide to both the sacrifices and the work that we can do and be consistent about here on earth. If you'll forgive us of our sins when we falter, when our faith wanes, that you can help us to have strengthen in our faith. And it's through your Son Jesus we pray. Amen.